Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank the Lord for this time we're able to share together as we continue on in a message I began this week, how to get through trials. And I want to share I love Isaiah, but this one is such a beautiful scripture that speaks to our subject of trials and testings. But now, thus saith the Lord that created thee, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name, thou art mine. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. Praise God. You know, I want to just pause before I go further in the message, because the purpose of this broadcast is not just to teach the Word of the Lord, to encourage, but also to allow the Holy Spirit to minister to you. And I know because of the subject, there are those listening that are going through some trials, testings, a temptation. Hear the Word of the Lord that we need, regardless of what the various trials are, God has provided a way of escape. Submit yourself to God. Resist the enemy. He will flee from before you. And whether he's using our own carnal nature to draw us away into temptation and sin, or whether it's just having to deal with some of the things that are just part of our earthly existence, the frustrations or the persecutions that come from being a Christian, God wants us to have peace. He wants us to have strength. We are more than overcomers in Him. He wants us to use the weapons of our warfare. So let's just go to prayer. Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, you see those that are going through various trials, some that are just frustrating and irritating, and some, Lord, that are major life crises. Father, you know everyone that's listening and that is joining their heart with this prayer and reaching out to you. Father, in the name of Jesus, you have given us power to resist the enemy. And many times some of the things we go through are demonically inspired or demonic hindrances. So in the name of Jesus, Satan, the Lord rebuke you. I come against your attacks against the people of God. I rebuke sickness. I rebuke oppression. I rebuke depression. I rebuke the hindrances that are you've brought into their life, the temptations you would then snare them with. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray, Lord, for your anointing and strengthening right now, that you will release the power of God in their lives, that you will enable them to resist the enemy, to resist temptation, or to have grace and strength and wisdom to go through the trial and through the testing. In Jesus' name, Father, I thank you for it. For the word of the Lord would say, my beloved, I am he that strengthens you. I am your high tower. I am your shield and buckler. In me, in that safe place, regardless of what is going around about you, regardless of the circumstances, I will give you a peace that passes all understanding, and you shall know and understand that there are the divine purpose of God will lead you in a straight way, in a pathway that you shall rejoice. Blessed is the man who goes through the valley, and know that as you go through, you do not go through alone, but I, your God, am with you. I hold you by your right hand. So fear not, beloved. Rejoice in the fact that I am with you, I will never leave you, I will never abandon you, I will make a way for you, I will make the way straight for you, I will cause the crooked to be made straight, so that you will not be turned aside to the right or the left, but you shall fix your eyes upon the one who leads you in a right path. Yea, I lead you in paths of righteousness, says the Lord, that I may be glorified. So rejoice and praise me, for I have you and I have your situation in my hands, says the Lord. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah to the name of the Lord. I just sense God's ministering. Hallelujah. Some of those chains are falling off right now. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit is so wonderful. Our Father is so good. All right. So let's go back and now look at these testings, these trials that we go through. And when James says to count it all joy, how can we do that? Because in the natural, a trial is not pleasant to go through. So we obviously have to have an illumination, a revelation, an understanding of why there are trials in our lives, because even remember what Job said, when I'm tested, I shall come forth as pure gold. God has a purpose in our trials that he does allow. Now, he doesn't tempt us to sin, but if we will look at our trials in a different way, that every trial is an invitation to respond in a way that will bring glory to God and will bring peace to our hearts, because we will be obeying him. If we could regard that trial or testing as an invitation from the Lord, if you will, as a gift that God is providing for us to come closer to him, to get more of him, to rely on him more, to understand his way of escape. With every trial, there's a way of escape. His wisdom, the thing that he would have you to do, the things that he would have you to say, or what you should not say or not do. Maybe it's just stand still, see the salvation of your God. That's happened. We see that in the Bible. My goodness sakes, remember when the Egyptians were pursuing Israel? And that was the word, stand still, you'll see the salvation of God. And he more than was capable in delivering ancient Israel, as he is his people today. And so we have to have a different perspective on the trials that the Lord allows in our path. And in order to respond with joy, obviously, we have to have a new understanding of why the trial is there. That God just doesn't, you know, he wants us to praise him, count it all joy. Well, you know, joy and praise go together. You know, God doesn't need encouragement. He wants us to praise him, or to count the joy of the Lord is our strength, right? Because of the benefit that will be administered to us. If we will respond as the word says, then we'll find a supernatural strength, a joy, an anointing. And that's why Paul could say, you know, we're persecuted, but we're not destroyed. We may be tried and tested and going through all sorts of difficulties, but we're not broke, we're not devastated, we're not destroyed. We can go through all manner of things because of the love of Christ, which is greater than everything. Because he's faithful, beloved, we need to understand that more and more. And so, if we're to count it all joy, when do we do that? Well, beloved, at the very beginning. You know, it's when, and we need to be so sensitive, because sometimes we just get carried along with the circumstances, with the situation, before we even know what's happening. When the first sign of testing or trouble arises, that's when we begin to say, okay, Lord, how do you want me to respond? We know he wants us to respond in joy. I mean, we don't have to. It's our inner man that is rejoicing. We know that there is a purpose in it. And that count, you know, when he says count it all joy, that's actually a financial term, and it means to evaluate. So we have to evaluate our trials as an asset or a liability. Now, you know, we do that naturally. We see them as liabilities. We just want to be peaceful. We don't want problems. We don't want troubles, right? It takes an act of the Holy Spirit and spiritual understanding and obedience to see it as an asset. So if we count a trial as all joy, it puts it in the asset column, if you will, if you're a bookkeeper, okay? And we count it all joy when it's at the beginning. We begin to look for the purposes of God. We may not see them right away. That doesn't mean he's going to give them. But what is that promise? Romans 8:28. We know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. You know, I remember I shared in one of my letters, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. That's actually an Old Testament, if you will, what rendition of Romans 8:28? I said I'd much rather have goodness and mercy precede me, but no, it's after, because you may be going through the valley of the shadow of death, right? We will fear no evil, for thou art with me. His rod, his staff, his protection, the word of God, his counsel, causes us to thrive. We can be anointed with oil in the midst of our enemies when we're at his banquet table. Amen. Oh, the word of God is so rich, beloved. We will see the benefits afterwards, for sure. Many times, I mean, just recently, I was going through a really difficult time, and I didn't see it immediately. I could see no godly purpose, but then I saw, oh Lord, if that hadn't happened, then this would not have occurred. So you can really praise God, because all things will work together for good. So beloved, I just want to encourage you, the final note for today, trials aren't going away until we get to heaven. So shall we not use them for God's purposes and for our blessing? Hallelujah. We will get the maximum victory when we cannot remotely see how this trial could be a good thing. That, beloved, is walking by faith. Hallelujah. Well, I will conclude on that note. And with the conclusion, I will, as always, give you an invitation to write and share your prayer request. The announcer will give our contact information. I love you and pray for you every day. There's times, however, that you need the support of agreeing prayer. Or perhaps just let me know you're being blessed by the broadcast. I need encouragement too, you know. I love hearing from new partners, new radio family that's tuned into the broadcast. So I invite you to write, and even if you don't have a prayer need, there may be something God wants me to share with you when I respond to you. So I invite you, if you go by email, do send your mailing address. Until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.